The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about heavy metals. What types of heavy metals could be present in the body, where you might be, where they might be coming from, like where that exposure could be at, but then inevitably how to, one, address what might be exposing you, but then two, how to get rid of it. So I think we talk a lot about nutrition, what you put in your body, which is very important. You know, we can talk about sleep and all those things. Really, when you look at our office, at what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, it is truly something special. Now, know that that is 100% my opinion. Someone might look and think, "Bah, it's just okay." But it's my office and I think it's pretty cool. And here's what's even more affirming about that is that we have been looking to help support our office by adding a doctor. And so and we have been for a little bit. I always have feelers out there because if there's someone who's a good fit and they're like-minded and congruent with what we do in the office, you better believe. Come on over. Well, we had someone who came in recently and he's been in a couple times. And I, you know, and so we're not the only office that he's really looked at. He's looked at multiple other offices as well. And he came in and he goes, "This place is different." And I was like, "Good different? Weird different? Bad different? Like, what do you mean different? Different has a lot of different kind of undertones, if you will." And he goes, "Everyone in your office is happy." And I was like, "Yeah." He was like, it's not like that when I go into other offices. You know, and I guess I don't really have a reference point because I personally am not hanging out in other people's offices because I'm in my office seeing patients. And he just said, when people come in, when they get adjusted, when they leave, he said, just all around, your patients are happy. And I just assume that is how the average office is. And, you know, when people feel better, they, here's an awesome example. Had a patient, they've been husband, wife, they now have a couple kids, and they've been patients for years. Took a little break, hiatus, came back. And when they did come back, they not only got pregnant with their now last kiddo, they also referred mom and dad in. And I was talking to them this week. And what was so interesting is that he said, "Hey, come here." So I went over to talk to the mom and dad of the husband and wife. And he goes, "You know, we've been coming here for a couple years, right?" I said, "Yeah, of course." He goes, "And we've been taking vitamins now and getting adjusted. And they've come to our grocery shopping tour and shop with the doc." And he said, "I turned 71 this last year." He said, "Still kicking it." He goes, "No, listen." He goes, "This is the best we have felt together in, I can't tell you how long." He's like, "Leon, it's been more than years, probably decades, since we've felt this good. And I just never thought that I'd be able to feel this good again." You know, and I always personally think that those are the times when people are like, "Oh, don't get adjusted once. You might feel good and you'll get adjusted for the rest of your life, right? Like, it's just one of those things that you're like, goodness, this is the way you're supposed to feel. You're supposed to have energy. You're supposed to feel good. You're supposed to, that's like saying, don't get adjusted. You might feel good. Don't eat a salad. You might feel good. You want to eat salads for the rest of your life. Like, hey, don't work out. You might get some positive endorphins. You might want to work out for the rest of your life. And you're like, why have we put this stigma on doing things great for our body, like investing in our health? Why would that not be first and foremost for everyone's thought process, you know? And so it's just one of those ones, but that's inevitably what we have the opportunity, ability to do. We help people restore their health. You know, yes, people come in for headaches, neck pain, and back pain, but what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is we help people restore their potential. If you want to be 58, 68, 78, 88, 98, still doing the things that you love and enjoy, that starts with now. Gosh, we've had so many good. I'll share with you one more before we jump into the health and the news, but there was one more. I sat down and I did a evaluation with a patient who's been a patient for a short time. I'd say probably over a month. He was like, yes, you know, my back pain's starting to feel a little bit better. He's like, but you want to know what my biggest change is? And I was like, well, of course. And he said, I'm sleeping better, which is great. He was like, my wife made note that I was snoring less. And I said, that's awesome too. And he was like, and generally what I've noticed before any of that is that I am more patient and have more tolerance with everything that comes at me. He was like, I know this is supposed to be about neck pain and back pain and all the things. He's like, but something that comes at me now, he's like, I feel like I'm so much more prepared to be able to handle because of the fact that I'm just feeling generally so much better. He was like, you have no idea what that means to myself and my coworkers and my family. You know, and this gentleman's probably in his early 50s. So you just look at those things and you're like, that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. That's inevitably, like, when we talk about whole body wellness, health and healing, inevitably our ultimate goal is to figure out, like, what can we keep doing to invest in our health to move that needle? So it's just kind of a great thing that we get to do. So, but let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, research shows more than 150 million mental diagnoses may be linked to lead in gasoline. I thought this was very interesting. So a history of lead of gasoline may be behind tens of millions of mental health conditions in the United States, according to new research. They say we've shifted the curve in population for mental health problems so that everyone has greater liability in mental health illness symptoms, and that some people who are already at risk are going to develop diagnosable disorders sooner, more often, or more kinds. This comes from a co-author of a study, Dr. Aaron Rubin, who's the assistant professor of clinical neuropsychology at the University of Virginia. So the study, published in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry, estimates that about 151 million mental disorder diagnoses in the United States are attributable to lead. The exposure likely would not have happened had lead not been gasoline. So cars ran on gasoline containing lead since the 1920s, and the U.S. did not start phasing out this substance until the 1980s, after substantial evidence of harm over the decades. So this is according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Leaded gasoline continues to fuel some planes, race cars, farms, and marine equipment. The people who are exposed are not in the history books, Rubin said. Millions of Americans are walking around with an unknown, invisible history of lead exposure that has likely influenced, for the worst, how they think, feel and behave. So how lead impacts, and who would have known, right? Like, you know, like I feel as if forever we'd always say leaded gasoline. Oh yeah, leaded gasoline. And now you know it's because they literally put lead in gasoline. Why would that be? It's like when they were feeding arsenic to chickens because they were like, yeah, it fattens them up faster. And you're like, is there any concern about human consumption of arsenic? And they're like, no, the detox organs of the chickens will filter it out. And then like years in, they're like, oh gosh, this chicken is full of arsenic. We had no idea. And you're like, why would no one have tested for this? Like, why are we surprised? But anyways, how lead impacts the body. So scientists have accumulated research over the last century showing that lead is harmful to almost every organ system. So in previous study, Rubin and his team used data on childhood blood lead levels, leaded gas use, and population statistics to estimate childhood lead exposure and found that half of the U.S. population were exposed to adverse levels of lead early in life. The number of people impacted might be unexpected to many people. Given their caveats and limitation, I think they've done a thorough job of trying to estimate exposure. One such limitation was that researchers did not measure all possible exposure sources, meaning that the results may actually underestimate the problem. We have not been able to fully understand how those exposures influenced health and disease across the country. So lead is a neurotoxin and can disrupt brain development in many ways that can impact most types of mental health, including anxiety, depression, ADHD, right? So you think about as adults, why this is just, I'm just like, wow, when we think about this, is that we know lead is a neurotoxin. We know lead disrupts the brain. But then we look at like how many people as adults who could have been unknowingly exposed to all this leaded gasoline that have possibly anxiety or depression or ADHD. Like, what doctor has ever said, hey, let's look at your heavy metal load, right? Like cancer patients, let's look at your heavy metal load. And they're like, no, why would we do that? They also talk about too, though, they say it also changed personalities. So they believe that lead exposure can make people a little bit less conscientious. So less well-organized, less detail-oriented, less likely to be able to pursue their goals in an organized way, and more neurotic. The next time my husband makes me mad, I'm going to be like, gosh, neurotic. Were you exposed to lead as a kid? I'm not going to do that. I won't go over well. So they continue to talk. Millions of homes still contain lead. So they completely phased out gasoline in 96. They phased lead out of pipes in 1986. And we took it out of paint in 1978. If you're living in a home that was built before those years, you should be aware that there's likely a lead hazard in your soil or your home. So, you can test your soil for lead. You can test for lead exposure. You can request it at your pediatrician. What we do is an unprovoked metal test. It's from urine metabolites, but it is one of the ones through the metabolomics testing, which I think is so interesting because when we talk about heavy metals, I feel as if it's not one that people will often dive down deeper into. And I'm not sure if it's because they don't know or understand the source or how to detox properly. But I mean, they even go on to say, we really need regulatory agencies like the FDA to make sure that there's not lead in baby food. Oh, this was, what was it? Cinnamon applesauce more recently had a huge amount. We'll talk about that next. But following ways to deal with the 20 million homes that still contain lead hazards, getting rid of leaded aviation fuel. These are not things people can do. This is what the government and regulatory agents need to do. Say they said, we need to stop putting this burden on people and families. Then it needs to go back to the government. So just an interesting one where you're like, oftentimes when people like, again, we don't treat, we would never in our chiropractic office treat you know, ADD or depression or anxiety. But when people don't feel themselves, when we look at something like that, there's often an ability and opportunity to find something that might actually get to the cause. Why are your doctors not looking at getting to the root cause of your problem? So there are more heavy metals in finding out where they are and if you or your children could be affected next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we're talking about heavy metals and best ways to kind of where they could be coming from, why it's important to address them, some symptoms that they could be causing, or inevitably how to start getting rid of them if you are ones that could be exposed. Now, when we talk about heavy metals, there are tons of them. And I can't talk about every single one and its sourcing. What's interesting is that this is something that we look at when we do testing for the metabolomics. Metabolomics is a urine analysis and a blood spot. So it's like a finger prick and a urine catch. And this is typically an unprovoked. You know, sometimes you can do heavy metal tests that are more provoked, which means they kind of try to stimulate your body to get rid of them if they're more dormant. And there's some risk-benefit ratio that you can see with that. But that being said, we'll talk about a handful today, and I feel like some of them. Obviously, one that I would like to talk about very much so is lead. We talked about how, if you're just tuning in, how research shows that more than 150 million mental diagnoses may be linked to gasoline, lead in gasoline. Yes, it was banned in the late 90s. Though that being said, if you're exposed, you haven't been tested, or you've never detoxed, there's a likelihood it's still in there. So the primary exposure for lead for many years was lead-containing paint used at home. That was actually stopped in the late 80s. I apologize. They actually took lead out of pipes in the late 80s. The late 70s is when they took it out of paint. But it's still estimated that 25% of U.S. homes still have a significant amount of lead in their paint, inside air, and even in the soil. So here's kind of something that's really interesting, and why if I have a couple that is newlywed in my office, one of the first things that I nonchalantly ask is if they plan on having kids, right? And sometimes it's kind of like personal, and you know, if they're like, I'm not comfortable talking about it, but I've got such a great relationship with a lot of patients that, you know, it's just, there's a song, first come love, then comes marriage, then comes baby in the baby carriage. Like, do you plan on doing the song thing or not? And so if the answer is, yeah, you know what, like maybe they haven't set like a hard timeline, I feel like one of the first things that I tell them is that both of you need to detox. Both of you need to go through a 90 to 120 day detox cycle. Because when you look at, number one, lots of heavy metals, toxicity in general, are passed from mother to offspring during fetal development, and lead is one of them. It is important to note that lead becomes stored in bone and is passed from mother to offspring during fetal development. So this can continue to keep getting passed down generation after generation if it's not properly addressed. And so like that aspect where I'm like, number one, you can't do any detoxification while you're pregnant. Just because, again, anything that detoxes when you're sharing the system, i.e. mom's body, they might say the placenta will filter some of it, but it is not all of it. But as well as nursing, same. You can't do anything pregnant or nursing. Nothing cool, nothing fun. That's not all the way true. You get to have babies and all the things, but like not anything for like your own motherly body. Like you can't, it's like, here's what we know. Here's what you can take. Here's what you can and can't do. Quite restrictive. Some of them make more sense than others, though. That being said, that is one of those ones from a preconception. What I think is so important from a preconception aspect is ensuring that mom and dad both take care of their body. And why I say dad, because we think, gosh, dad's not carrying, like dad's just a little half of the piece of the sperm egg puzzle, is that oftentimes when they look at miscarriages, it's from fragmentation due to quality of sperm. And so if you're having sperm that is full of heavy metals, that's also not ideal. So another aspect of lead, when we look at lead, harms the body by competing with calcium and blocking its effect. It also interferes with like enzymes, proteins, oxidative systems. So most common is obviously from homes, lead paint, contaminated water. Food is a big one. I would say the it was a while back, but they talked about lead in cinnamon. And how no one is testing our food for heavy metals. Like no one wants to take ownership of that. And so it was baby food, as I think, where it first came out. And then they were actually testing cinnamon. It was my health in the news a while back. But cinnamon, the amount of lead was an alarming amount of lead. You know, and then you think about from like a pediatric standpoint, if they're doing like cinnamon applesauce, you know, that has lead. It's also in tobacco products, cosmetics. Unfortunately, it stores it in your bones, brain, heart, liver, and kidneys. So oftentimes with like headaches, again, just like the article had supported, ADD, ADHD, mood disorders, and then very specifically more developmental disorders in utero. So premature weight, poor cognitive development, reduced birth weight, you know, we don't necessarily think about something like decreased bone and muscle growth in a child, or a lower IQ, or behavioral problems, or learning disability, or anemia. You know, the average one might not be reaching back to say like, hey, what does that look like from a heavy metal standpoint? You know, like it's definitely one. But again, with like men, decreased sperm count, sperm abnormalities, all link back to lead exposure. Same thing with like lead glazed ceramics. So here's one that I think is noteworthy. People who are more just in generally susceptible to exposure to heavy metals are ones in the auto repair field. Dental work is very much one. We talk about amalgam fillings, but majority of that composite is actually mercury. So we'll talk about that. But construction, painting, industrial agriculture, and anyone who's generally working with industrial chemicals. It was so interesting. I recently went through, and we didn't do the testing. It was brought to us to review a patient who had a very, very rare blood cancer. And he works in both the automotive and like painting aspect. I'm not sure exactly what he does, but his heavy metals were like through the roof. And when he finally fought hard enough for these doctors to test, they're like, oh yeah, this is 100%. what is, like, if you don't take care of this or start getting it out of your body, and you're like, he's like, well, I can't not do my job. So it's like, well, then you have to look at how do you more adequately either protect yourself or work with detoxification. The problem is, again, the people who are more susceptible to metal toxicity are those who already have toxic load in their bucket. So if you have like an underlying chronic infection, if you have leaky gut, if you have poor liver function, chronic sugar imbalances, micronutrient deficiencies, stress, if you have problems that make it so your gut, liver, gallbladder are not functioning properly. And then on top of that, you add additionally metal toxicity. And we're like, well, yeah, you know, your body can only handle so much. There's certain ways that it enters through, right? When we're talking about how heavy metals enter our body, it could be through our lungs, right? So it could be something that we're breathing in. It could be from our skin, or it could be from a gut intestine, which is one that we like orally consume. It has to be the primary detoxification organ for those is your liver. And then the way it exits is, again, through your skin, through your kidneys, through your colon, or through your lungs, right? And so depending on if they're what type of toxin they are, how your body stores them is different. So if you have like a fat-soluble toxin, like, for example, hormones, heavy metals, pesticides, those are fat-soluble. So they store them. They have an affinity for fat cells, bone marrow, right? So that's one of those ones where you look at lead and why it stores it in its bone because of the bone marrow, liver, and brain and nervous system, especially to mercury. Mercury, plastics like love the brain because it's just fatty, right? Cholesterol, your brain needs fat. Now, water-soluble toxins, you're looking at like nicotine, vapors, other chemicals. Those ones more specifically have affinity for like joints, blood, tissues, muscles. So less fatty tissues, if you will. But then when you have these from all different areas, if your body is storing these excess toxins in, albeit all of these spots, that's where you'll see more symptoms, right? Side effects and symptoms of these toxicity, autoimmune, cardiovascular, fibromyalgia, headaches, hormonal imbalance, inflammatory diseases, neurological disorders. You know, when your body's storing toxins in its fat, of course it's going to be harder to burn that fat, right? So when you're looking at like obesity, overweight, joint pains, allergies, skin rashes, chronic fatigue, constipation, like all of these things, and you're like, how many doctors have truly just sat down and tried to evaluate, like, is there something else that's causing it? You know, I had he's actually deployed with my husband to one of his special operations and at one of his MARSOC tours. And he was the corpsman for it. This is probably like 10 years back now. I don't know, give or take like 5 of those, I forget. Anyways, I hadn't heard from him. I think he's still active, but my husband's actively in reserves. Oh, so time consuming. You don't care. So he messaged me the other day and he's like, what do you know about mast cell activation syndrome? And I was like, quite a bit. Why? What's your question? He was like, well, my, you know, girlfriend's dad got diagnosed and they're doing all these things, and the most answers and the most clarity they've ever gotten is working with this functional medicine doctor. And I said, well, yeah, I said a couple tests, metabolomics, right? Because again, that one that looks at heavy metal, I said, you need to do a GI stool effects, right? Like, look at that. Look at mold toxicity. There's a reason why your immune system is hyperactive. It's trying to take care of something. There's a reason why the body is so smart, does the right thing at the right time. And although it might feel just awful and miserable, there is a reason why these things are happening. And if we don't get down to the whys, I feel like that's why we typically thrive so much at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, is because inevitably our goal is always to figure out, like, how do we get to the root cause of the problem? Like, why? But why? Like, what's the cause? You know, so anyways, if you want more information, give us a call, 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com for more information. When we get back, arsenic, mercury, We'll talk more.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, the snow is glistening. A beautiful sight.
Today, we are talking about heavy metals. The sourcing, where they store it, health effects, but more importantly, how to start getting rid of them naturally. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, to schedule your initial exam and consultation today. So we talked about lead and problems of lead. Leaded gasoline, if you remember that, way back in the day. Yeah, because there was actually lead in that gasoline. So, but now let's talk a little bit about arsenic. So arsenic is most commonly found in our food supply. The problem with arsenic, I mean, obviously, harms the body by inhibiting certain enzymes in the mitochondria. So remember, mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. So anything that inhibits mitochondrial function will have very large health consequences because mitochondria is needed. It's what's responsible for producing energy needed for cells to carry out normal everyday function. The other aspect too is that arsenic depletes endogenous antioxidants like glutathione. So when you are like arsenic, causes lots of harm to the body. So when a heavy metal causes harm, the body innately says, hey, where is in causes oxidative stress? Oxidative stress can lead to oxidative stress and inflammation can be like precursors to cancer, depending on what that oxidative stress looks like. But your body calls on glutathione. It's like, hey, master antioxidant, let's go. Master antioxidant, let's go. But if you have arsenic and lead and aluminum and mercury and cadmium and all these other things on top of maybe not eating food that help give mitochondria energy, not having the proper vitamins to run the citric acid cycle, then, you know, we run out of glutathione. And so your body's master antioxidants, glutathione, arsenic literally depletes that. So does acetaminophen too. So for Tylenol takers. Most often found with pesticides, commercially grown produce, some occupations like glassworking, smelting, semiconductor, rice products and apple juice, right? Rice products, I think, have been known most for that. A lot of rice-based baby food too is where you have to like really be careful because you have these like rice crackers, right, that you give kids, or rice cereal, and we literally have these itty bitty babies consuming, no arsenic is good, right, but they're consuming very large amounts of arsenic, and it does have huge consequences, right? Like, number one, from a mom aspect, higher risk of premature birth and fetal mortality, memory problems, poor verbal intelligence, inflammation, neuropathy, cancer, specifically bladder, liver, and kidneys, which makes sense because if you have arsenic, your body's trying to get rid of it. It filters it through the liver, will send it to the kidneys send it to the bladder for urination. And then unfavorable gene mutations. So the oxidative stress that comes on this. And I think this is just one that's so incredibly important from like a health need, you know. I truly wish that every person could take the metabolomics test that we do. We had a patient more recently who had come in, younger patient with a history of cancer. And we ran this test and she had heavy metals that far exceeded. It was like 0.3 would be considered high. And she was at like 10. And you're like, if you are not addressing that underlying. And it's one that, you know, the goal is always to help with that process. I hope people know when we talk about this, oftentimes people will just say, I'm going to come in and get tested. I'm going to figure it all out on my own, which is fine. But there's a reason why that test isn't available to you on your own without practitioner advising. You know, when you have heavy metals, or if someone is doing like a GI, there's oftentimes a Herx reaction that you can have. There's all of these things that people don't understand should be advised by someone who's running the test. You know, I think there's that aspect why patients are successful is because can you do it on your own? Probably, but are you advised well? Are you taking the proper? Here's something that's kind of interesting too. The type of supplement that you take is incredibly important. It's incredibly important. I had a married couple who went through and did a test and looked at arsenic. Well, it looked at heavy metals and arsenic was high. And as a married couple, they've been patients forever and I love them so much. Like, they've just been around and are hilarious. And anyways, I looked at his first and his arsenic was like through the roof. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I bet you she's trying to kill him. And I was like, this is going to be the most awkward thing because I have to go through this test like with them together. And then I looked at hers and it was through the roof too. So I was like, oh gosh, one, very concerning that their arsenic is so high. Two, at least that conversation is going to go a little bit easier. And we found out they were taking like a big box store multivitamin. They cut that out. They put in like the good quality regenerative organic stuff that we have at the office. We went through detox. When we retested, they all came back normal. And I was like, thank goodness. And again, here's why, because that's stored in the liver and the kidneys. So, and from like a cancer standpoint, that is a very big deal. Here's the other thing that we have to think about too, is that the average American, if they have fatty liver disease or the start of that, you know, their liver, for lack of better terminology, is congested by adipose tissue, which is fat, because we're eating more calories, sugar, carbohydrates than our body needs. So it stores it as fat. And then when we have something like a toxic chemical load that we need our liver to function for, then we're like, oh, we can't because we're too busy trying to filter out the fat because we're not functioning well, right? And so we already have this compromised usage for a liver standpoint. And then on top of that, now, next. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. My name is Dr. Leanne. We're talking about mercury. So this is probably one of the more dangerous heavy metals in the environment. It is attracted to fatty substances, so like your brain, which is why a lot of the times it may increase your chances of Alzheimer's disease. It increases oxidative stress. Oxidative stress are kind of precursors to cancer because it depletes oxidation. It depletes antioxidants, I should say. And it chronically overstimulates the brain, which then eventually leads to brain cell damage. We've talked a lot about this in like a couple different aspects. Number one is larger seafood, tuna, shark, swordfish. I think mahi-mahi falls into that category, which is why oftentimes with pregnant women, they tell you to minimize that to no more than one serving a week. Dental amalgams, right? They said, oh, amalgam fillings, like they call them silver, but from a composite, like a composition standpoint, it is actually majority mercury. And so there is quite a bit of research about that sitting next to the brain and the off-gassing that comes from brushing, from dental cleanings. But as well, vaccinations that contain thimerosal. Thimerosal, and you could try ethyl mercury versus the different type of mercury, but they had literally gone through, someone had done testing and said the mercury that is in vaccines, clear out of your body, right? They did all this stuff. And there was a research study that was done years ago that actually looked at mammals, mammalian brains. And they took adolescent mammalian brains following vaccines And they dissected them and they found that, no, the mercury that was injected with vaccines was not stored in a detox organ like found within urination or kidneys or liver, is that it actually embedded in the brains of these adolescent monkeys. And so, yes, there is absolutely in there, and it says it on the CDC website, that there is thimerosal. It is mercury containing. So there's no argue about that. You can just look at it online. Again, the problem is the storage areas of this are brain, nervous system, which is myelin, the myelin sheath. The myelin sheath is kind of the communication highway that you have in your nervous system, liver and kidneys. So health effects, brain damage, brain fog, chronic fatigue, depression, headaches, poor memory, liver and kidney issues, increased risk for cardiovascular, neurodegeneration, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis. Most of this is found in your dental amalgams. Vaccines are the next one. Seafood is exponentially less. Industrial and others, not nearly as much. And so my husband, when he was getting out, going from active duty to reserves, after he was done, you know, on your way out, they make you do all the testing and whatnot. And they're like, hey, you have a cavity, so let's get you to the dentist before you leave. And he had tons of these mercury fillings. And we knew that once he was out, we were going to go through a biological dentist to get them taken out. I love my husband a lot, and I want him to remember me in 20 years. And I want him to remember our kids and grandkids in 40 years, right? Like 40 years. Like it, that's very important to me, and it's right next to his brain. And so we knew we were getting him out, and so he had told the dentist there, and he's like, no, thank you. Like, I'm going to go to a dentist when I get out. And he's like, I don't want more fillings. And she was like, is it because of the aesthetics or the mercury? And she said, the mercury. Or he said, it's because of the mercury. And she goes, there's not even that much. And I was like, oh, so if he would have said aesthetics, you would have been in less trouble. Like, so, yeah. Goodness gracious. It's crazy. So let's talk about things to be able to do, knowing that you've been exposed. And again, these are just a couple of the more, all of them are bad. These just are like the worst of the bad, if that makes sense. Now, some of the things that we can do. Number one is obviously foods to avoid, like non-organic foods. So the worst offenders are conventional apple juice and brown rice products. So looking at more of like the Dirty Dozen, farm-raised fish, especially those from foreign countries, are ones that are not as monitored, contain heavy metals, dioxins. They're highly toxic. Obviously, staying away from some of the worst offenders, so like swordfish, shark, king mackerel, big eye tuna. Wild caughts oftentimes is less and lower in mercury. Avoiding foods with additives that might aggravate some of them. I will say I don't necessarily agree with just a specific organ system detox, but what we do have in the office, and you could always go to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, if you want to look. There's a store in the top right, and when you scroll down, you will look at detox system. That detox system is a morning and an evening. The evening has activated charcoal, magnesium. The morning blend has ones that help with superoxide dismutase, chlorella, spirulina, milk thistle, all very, very good for assisting the liver for detox. And you could do this naturally too. You can always increase your foods that help naturally detox. So natural chelators, which can bind. So chelators are substances that can bind to metal ions. Cilantro or coriander, garlic, cabbage, chlorella, spirulina, and curcumin are all very good natural chelators. Another one that's really great, broccoli sprouts are very, very high in sulforaphane. Sulforaphane directly stimulates the production of metal binding proteins that can help isolate and detoxify certain metals, including arsenic, cadmium, and mercury. Other cruciferous vegetables as well, arugula, kale, collard greens, cabbage, also can help enhance glutathione, which will help because glutathione is a powerful antioxidant. So it helps with detoxification supporting liver function. So again, certain herbs, milk thistle, dandelion root, spirulina, turmeric, peppermint, burdock root, licorice are always great. Again, you can do those in herb form, or that daily detox, the detox system that we have, I think is wonderful. Last but not least, there's also selenium. Selenium helps recycle glutathione and enhances the production and activity of melanoproteins, which are essential for detoxification and elimination of heavy metals. So organic selenium supplementation increases mercury excretion and decreases oxidative damage in long-term mercury-exposed individuals, the study posted in the Environmental Science and Technology. So there's lots of different aspects. If you want more of a directed, right, a directed test, don't guess. If you want direction, that's literally why I'm here, is to help with that. My goal is not to just test you and be like, good luck, right? So some people apparently want that a little bit more, but there's a reason why it should be doctor advised, because there's a lot of different issues that can be associated, and we want safety, efficacy at its finest, right? So 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.